God had a plan. That plan began when God created something out of nothing, something out of the darkness. Out of that creation, out of that darkness, beautifully created the world. And then professed it, that it all was good. Things were stable. Then something happened. Humanity happened, and things became, well, unstable. God's great plan of a perfect Eden fell apart, and humanity had to learn and grow into a new understanding of life beyond bliss. Now, I'm sure that she had a well laid out plan too for what she hoped her life to be. And it started out okay. For one, she did make it to the age of womanhood. So many children did not. Her father successfully arranged her engagement for marriage. I mean, this is what a girl hoped for. Things would not have been perfect, of course, but her life, things were falling into place. Things for Mary were stable. Now, what was not in her plans was what God had in God's plans. God's messenger appears, and Mary's plans changed. There are some things that happen in our lives that I'm confident are not part of God's plan for us, though some parts of our lives are to play out in God's plan and in God's time. For Mary, God's plan, it was going to play out. Now, Mary might have been told what God had in store for her, but she really didn't know the details. It's always the unknown details that wear on us the most. Though Mary loved God and trusted God, life for this young girl would have become unstable. It's not until the shepherds show up in the story that Mary gets some reassurance that she and Joseph had not completely lost their minds. But the message this time is not coming from God's angelic messenger, but shepherds. Shepherds were nasty creatures, subhuman. They lived day and night with the animals that they were charged to protect. Nothing in a shepherd's life was stable. And what kind of life would that be? A life that was never stable. We have people like that in our culture. People who are seen as less than human, people whose lives are never stable, people who only know and respond to being unstable. If we are willing to think about it, there is a lot of unstable in our midst. We know it to certainly be true that in our own lives, what we want to happen or what we have planned does not always happen. Sometimes, yes, but really that's rare, because life just seems to throw us curveballs, roadblocks, unexpected changes, changing stability into instability. And if not in our lives, this unexpected instability comes into the lives of those that we love. I don't know about you, but life all around us seems to be becoming more and more unstable, unpredictable. What can we learn from the Christmas story that might help us through unstable times? I believe in these unstable times, we should become stable people. I think becoming stable people requires us to turn to a story of God being born in a stable. The birth of Jesus is a story of hope. It's a story of looking through the unexpected chaos in our lives and seeing God's love for us and believing that embracing this love will create stability through hope in our lives. God had a plan. In that plan, the stable life of Eden turned into unstable lives beyond the garden. Then God was born in a stable to teach us something about being stable people. When our lives turn upside down and hope seems to be slipping away, we as believers of Jesus need to turn to trust in God and trust in God's time and embrace the story of love being born this night in a stable so long ago. Amen.